Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may have heard the story of a man in Cork this week who tragically died from an allergic reaction to wasp stings. Dr. Izzel Sheehan is Clinical Director of Allergy Ireland. Good afternoon, Izzel.
Good afternoon. Hi.
How can you know if you're allergic to a wasp sting in advance?
Look, not necessarily is the answer to that. I suppose the most definitive way to know if you have an allergy to a bee or a wasp is unfortunately being stung and seeing what the reaction is. Obviously, that's not ideal if it's a severe reaction. It's, you would hope, and most of the time people do have a first sting at least, and that gives them a bit of an indication as to whether they have an allergy or not.
Mm. And if you can have a severe reaction to a wasp sting, is it likely to be the same for a bee sting?
No, so there isn't necessarily an overlap. So if you have an allergy to a wasp sting, there's no reason to suspect you'll have the same allergy to a bee sting. So there isn't actually an overlap with that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's specific to the insect.
Yeah. And can the degree of one's allergy to these things, can that grow over time in the sense that, you know, you may have been stung when you were 20, but somehow for some reason when you're stung when you're 40 and you have a much more severe reaction?
Yeah, so it's very dependent upon the situation. So I suppose if you get multiple stings, for example, or if you get stings usually more so to the head and neck area, your risk of having a severe reaction will be a bit greater than having a simple sort of sting maybe to your forearm.
Right. And in terms of what is a severe reaction, you know, what does that look like? What does that sound like?
Yeah, so I suppose like for the vast majority of people, and you may have experienced it yourself, you'll get a sting and it will just feel a little bit sore, get red around the area and maybe a small little bit of swelling, like a hive.
Yeah.
Then for some people, they may develop a more sort of larger local reaction. And that's where they'll get quite a large amount of swelling that might develop even over a day or two after the sting. But they still won't develop any systemic symptoms. Now, if you develop any symptoms beyond that sting site, so they could be cutaneous symptoms, so they might be symptoms of sort of hives or swelling elsewhere to the body, or if you develop any airway, breathing or circulatory symptoms. So airway symptoms would be anything within the mouth, so tongue swelling or throat swelling, a feeling that you can't swallow properly, or you may have a hoarse voice. Breathing symptoms would be sort of tightness, so it's hard to catch your breath, or you might notice a wheeze when you're trying to breathe. And circulatory symptoms, the most common symptom there would be low blood pressure. And so you might feel sort of woozy or dizzy, and that can lead to a loss of consciousness. So it's actually very important, particularly thinking about that blood pressure that can drop down if you are going to have a severe reaction, is that you position yourself where you're lying down with your legs elevated, a bit like if you felt faint.
Yeah. If you know you're allergic to stings, would it be a case of keeping an EpiPen on you at all times?
Absolutely. So once you've had a sting and had a more severe reaction than what you would expect to have, you should make sure that you see your GP and get referred to an allergy specialist clinic. And then I suppose based on the sort of detailed history and some investigative sort of tests like blood tests or maybe skin prick testing, once that's done, at least you'll have confirmed that you have an allergy. And then you can have an emergency plan. And the emergency plan would include carrying at all times, particularly in sort of spring, summer and early autumn, carrying adrenaline pens. So you would have two adrenaline pens with you at all times, and you'd be prepared and know how to use them, and also making sure your family and friends are aware of how to use them as well.
Yeah. Because you said there isn't necessarily a crossover between a wasp sting and a bee sting in terms of people allergic to them, but allergies in general, for want of a better phrase, do they travel in packs? If you're allergic to one thing, do you tend to be more likely to be allergic to other things?
You know, that's absolutely the case when you think of other allergies like food allergies and those inhalant allergies like asthma or even eczema, things like that. But funny enough, when you sort of talk about venom allergies, like the bee and the wasp venom allergies, they don't actually, there's no correlation between those and the other allergies. Mm. So for example, if you have a peanut allergy, there's no reason to think that if you get a wasp sting that you're going to have anaphylaxis.
Right. Okay. And I mean, apart from bee stings and wasp stings, and I mean, just in general in Ireland, like a spider bite, are there any other kind of interventions from animals that people might be allergic to?
Yeah, so I suppose, like, I mean, generally, really, we would be mainly aware of bee and wasp stings, I would say. But yeah, like more recently in particular, we are seeing spider bites a little more frequently. And some people can have allergic reactions to those bites. It's a little bit different when you're talking about an insect biting you, for example, or a spider biting you. It's more the sort of toxin effect versus the sting, which is like the venom is released. But yes, you can still have a reaction and still have a more severe reaction. Obviously, outside of Ireland, there are a lot more sort of animals and snakes and things like that can cause problems. And unfortunately, we don't really get exposed to those here.
Do allergies run in families?
Generally, yes. And we call it ATP, so this vulnerability to developing allergies. But really, the sort of venom allergies don't particularly fall into that category. So if you have a family member who has a wasp or bee allergy, again, a little bit like if you have a peanut allergy, like there's no reason to think you're also going to have a wasp or bee venom allergy. Mm-hmm. But like if you think just at the overall picture of allergies, absolutely, you'll find within a family that, like if a parent has asthma, for example, their children will be twice as likely to develop some sort of allergy, like a food allergy or asthma, eczema, or like, you know, dust mite allergy, something like that. And if both parents have an allergy, some sort of allergic condition, then their children are four times as likely to develop some form of allergy.
My word. Izzel, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Izzel Sheehan there, Clinical Director of Allergy Ireland. And just as we were doing that, somebody texts in to say, I'm after hitting a wasp's nest in a hedge here as soon as you announce it in the next item. There are an incredible amount of wasps about at the moment, and they are huge. Is this normal for November? I wouldn't have thought so. Though we're probably going to get a slew of texts from people saying, no, it's absolutely normal. But there was a wasp in my kitchen this morning, and I thought that was unusual. And, you know, it's weirdly, it is weirdly warm at the moment. I think we've all kind of noticed that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.